Yesterday we were discussing the Rambo in Sif Aleph, who made a pshara between the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Aguda. That the Tshuvas HaRashba says that despite the fact that Rav Mitzvah Meitzah Shechid Mumchem Hein, we assume, but if we discover, if we test the Shoichet and we discover that Itaka doesn't know, so everything is Nevela Lamafreya. The jig is up. And the Aguda says, even if we test the Shoichet and we see he doesn't know, we assume that he forgot everything now. We assume all along the Roy was correct. And it's only now that he forgot everything. So the Rambam made a compromise. He says that the Rashba is talking when he never had Kabbalah in the first place, and the Aguda is talking if he once did have Kabbalah. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes a discussion in Sifkot Nevav. What if it's not that we discover now that the Shechet is an Am Ha'aretz and he's not familiar with Hilchot Shechita? The Shechet comes and he tells the rabbi that he's been fooling the public all along, that he's been selling them the Velus Atreifus. So do you believe him? So we don't believe him to say that he's a Rasha. Ain't another Mace Matzmai Rasha. Okay, that we know. Ain't another Mace Matzmai Rasha. So does it necessarily follow that Ain't another Mace Matzmai Rasha, therefore we don't believe him, but again, in the Nevelus Atreifus? But he's saying no. You don't believe. What if he would say the chickens were Nevela? He happens to say, I was feeding you Nevela. So half of what he said is scandalous. We say, but maybe the other half can't be accepted. He says, all the food that you were cooking in your pot was Nevelus Atreifus. So the Pischei Tshuva has a whole discussion about this. What would you say in such a situation? Ein Adam Eis Matzmei Rasha. Does it carry over? Would you say sort of Pagina Dibura? You don't accept. The Gemara says if a man testifies, he wants to give Einish Misa to the other character. So he says, Ploini Rava'ani L'Ritzoni. I participated in the Misa Mishkav Zocha with the other fellow. So he deserves Misa. No, I deserve Misa also. So Ein Adam Eis Matzmei Rasha. You don't believe me to get to myself. Adam Kar Veitzal Atzmo. So that we don't believe him. But we say Pagina Dibura. So the other half of what he said, we do accept. So maybe you should say over here also, half of what he said, we do accept. No, but if half of what he said, we accept, what should the din be? He's been feeding us chicken for the last 10 years. And at the time that he feeds the chicken, the din is, Eirechanem Visur. He feeds the chicken, doesn't have to say the chicken is kosher. The fact that he feeds it, that himself, there is no din mipihem. There is no halacha mipihem, v'lo mipiksovam. That's a din by Eidim, by Shnei Eidim Ksherim. Here, Eidechad, my wife gives me a supper, so she doesn't have to say the supper is kosher. If she serves it to me, so it's implicit that the supper is kosher. So Eidechad Nam Yisur. So the Shechet has been giving us chickens for the last 10 years, and he's implying that the chickens are kosher. So that's called Eidechad Nam Yisur. So if the same Shechet now turns around and he says, what I said the last 10 years is all not true. So that's a din of Chozer HaMagid. So we have a din, if the Erechot backs out from what he said originally, we don't accept the second testimony that he says. Unless he gives an Amasla, we learned in Hilchos Nida. We looked in the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Chabes. Ksubas Daf Chabes, it has, if a person really shouldn't be Neman in a case, a person makes a Hadoz Baldin that is Chayv Mamon. Really, I'll be Din to testify in the case of Din Mamon, so you need two Edim. But if it's Hadoz Baldin, I admit that I owe money, so Hadoz Baldin is Kamei Edim Dami. So first I make a Hadoz Baldin, and then I back out and I give an Amasla. I explain why I made the Hadoz Baldin. So that's a Beferish Gemara, that if a person made a Mishnah, and Gemara in Cheskes Habatim discusses the details of the cases. A person, a Mishnah in the end of Ksubas, the last part from Ksubas, a person makes a Hadoz Baldin that I owe money to Pliny, and then later on he backs out from the Hadoz Baldin and he gives us an explanation which we find satisfactory. We think that now we have the sense that he's telling the truth now. That's called an Amasla. So if he gives us a whole satisfactory explanation now, why he told us a lie originally, so we say that breaks up the Hadoz Baldin. Same thing the Gemara has, a brisa, if a person makes Shavi anafshe chaticha di yisura, in the area of Dovish Abiyarva. A woman comes and says, Eshisishani. She says, Niskadashti. So strictly speaking, she should not be nemanis, because to establish that a woman is an Eshisish is an issue of Dovish Abiyarva. She should really need two kosher edim. And the Isha is only one, and she's an Isha, and she's the Baldover, all three strikes against her. And nonetheless, she's the menace. If the person, the woman says, Eshisishani, on this Kadashti, then you say, Shavei Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. So if the woman, let's say someone wants to date the girl, and then she says, Niskadashti, so they say, I apologize, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you're married. And then next week she goes out with someone else, and she gets engaged to the other guy. So then the Bezdin confronts her, and they say, but you said Niskadashti. Then she says, no, those were Anoshim Sheinim Uhuganim. The first fellow wanted to take me out. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I didn't want to pop him over the head. So I said, Eshisishani. But the truth of the matter was, Eshisishayisi, Vinizgarashti. So if she backs out, if she... You see, it depends how she said it. If she says, Nizkadashti, and then later on she says, Nizgarashti, that's a Peshosa Peshihita. So that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, where that Peshosa Peshihita has to be Davke Terkede Dibur. That's Tosis Shita. And Tosis says, if she says last week Niskadashti, she says, no, I got married 5 years ago. She doesn't say what happened after. She said, I got married 5 years ago. And then this week she says, but I got divorced 2 years ago. I just got divorced last year. So that's, if she said originally Niskadashti, and now she says Nizgarashti, that's called Apeshosa Apeshihita. So Tosis Shita is a long Tosis and Cheskes Habatim and Exuvah. Tosis Shita is, but just like Migul the Mafreya is no good, and Mominus, Migul the Mafreya is no good. So Peshosa the Mafreya is also no good. And Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that Peshosa is better than Migul. The Peshosa, even Peshosa the Mafreya is good. Last week, if she would have said Niskadashti, Vinizgarashti, Terkadib, she would have been believed. So even though last week she only said Niskadashti, and this week she says Nizgarashti, so according to Rashi, she has that Mominus because of our Peshosa, Peshihita. And Ebenezer, that's a machlekes achrenim, whether we should paskin most paskin like Tosis, and some of the achrenim think we should paskin like Rashi. That Peshosa is even good, lemafreya. Even though now it's too late, she can't say Pnuyani. Today she's already Becheska Seishishi, she already said last week in this Kadashti. So that's a different case. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, whether that's Peshosa, lemafreya is good. But leave out that case. Let's say last week when they wanted to date her, she didn't say Niskadashi, she says Eshisishani. I am married. I'm an Eshisish right now. My husband is coming next month. Tells the whole story, my husband's coming next month. So the guy who called her up for the date apologized, said, I didn't realize that you're married, sorry. And then a month goes by, she starts dating someone else and she wants to marry him. And we confront her, we say, but you said Shavei Anaf Shechaticha Disu, you said that you're an Eshisish. So she says, those were Anoshimim, Sheinim Uhuganim, that's why I told the lie. I said, Eshisishani, I didn't want to hurt their feelings. The truth of the matter was, I was always a Pnuya, but I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So if the Bezdin senses that she's telling the truth, if it's exactly the same, this guy's is a gambler and this guy's a gambler. So they're both good looking, and they're both not good looking, and they're both learned, they're both not learned, whatever she's looking for. If the both guys are the same, and they don't see the difference between the two, so what do you mean they were Anoshim Sheinim Uhuganim? But if the Bezdin sees, the guy from last week is a yeshiva bacher who doesn't make a living, and the guy from today that she wants to marry makes a living. Or the reverse, whatever. The guy from last week is a businessman. They see that there's a difference between them. So she says, last week was Einim Uhuganim, that's not the kind of a boy that I'm looking for. So the Bezdin sees that there's a major difference, and they think it fits for her. They think that the Amasla makes sense, and then she can back out with an Amasla. So that's Mishnayis and Brises, that if a person first says Hagdas Baldin and they back out with an Amasla, then I'm on him. That's a Mishnah in the end of Ksubis. That's a Mishnah in the end of Ksubis, the last pair of Ksubis. And if the person makes a Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Disu and they back out with an Amasla, that's a Brise on Davcha base, that then I'm on him to back out. So what if you have Eid Echadem and Bisurim? So that was the Shaila Shmuel asked Rav. That was the Shaila Rav Shmuel had. The husband comes home from work and the wife says Tameyani, that she's a Nida. And then the next, so Tameyani, yesterday she wasn't Tameya. Obviously she just became Tameya today. Then tomorrow, to become Tahara is going to take a couple of days. It can't be overnight. Next day, all of a sudden, she's lovey-dovey with the husband, and she's no longer Tameya. So what happened yesterday? He said Tameyani. So she says, I was angry yesterday, I was tired, I didn't feel whatever, so she didn't want to give an explanation to the husband. She said Tameyani to solve the whole problem. So the Gemara has that Shmuel asks Rabbi Shaila, can you back out? Can you back out from Eidecha Dem Bisurim with an Amaslo? So the Maskan is that we paskin that yes. Shmuel was Chayshish Lahachmer, even though Rab paskin Lahakl, Shmuel was Chayshish Lahachmer. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Nida, we learned that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can back out with Eidecha Dem Bisurim if you give a good Amaslo to the satisfaction of the Bezdin. And then they quote, and there are those who are Chayshish Lahachmer because Shmuel was Machmer, even though Rab paskin Lahakl, Shmuel was Machmer. So here you would have the same Shaila. The Shechet for the last 10 years has been shechting chickens or flesh, whatever, and he was giving it to the community, and implicitly he's saying, he's saying it all, this is kosher. And today he's backing out, he says everything was treif. So why should we believe him? So he tells us. So what? Why does he tell us he was telling a lie? What's the explanation? Let's say he was a butcher. Butcher, he says, I was making a lot of money. I wanted to make a lot of money. And he's a rich man now. And now he's sick and he's holding by the end that he wants to do tshuva and his derech vidui. That's how the Pesach Tshuva quotes a case from the Nadi Yehuda. He's from the wrong religion. By the Catholics, you have to confess to the priest. He thinks that he has to confess to the rabbi. He doesn't have to confess to the rabbi, he has to confess to the Rabbani Shalom. So he confesses to the rabbi. And he wants a kapara, whatever. So here it's the butcher. He's a chayzer, a magid with an amasla, and the rabbi thinks now that he's telling the truth. He says, "I never knew hilchas shechita, or I was a ganav, I was a butcher, I was selling trade for meat, and I made a lot of money." And the rabbi seems to be convinced that he's telling the truth because he's crying and he's on his deathbed. The Achronim have discussion. The guy's on his deathbed, and then he says vidui that he was selling treifus, and then he gets better, and then he backs out from the vidui. He says not true. So what did he say on his deathbed? When he thought he was on his deathbed, he said everything was treif. Okay, so that's the shaila. So that should be what? That should be chozer magid with an amaslo. That should be kiven shigid eidecha dem visurim. If he backs out with an amaslo, he paskan that it is good. But over here, he would be able to back out. The only shaila is he should say. Ain't on the mesmatz my rosha. So that's the shadow. Ain't on it. We should say pagin and iburim. Ain't on the mesmatz my rosha. He's not believed to say that he's a balaver. Okay, he's still kashalatus. Okay, he's not a balaver. But when you get to the chicken, that the chicken is treif and all the pots and pans are treif. So that you should say that he is neman.
He can keep his future.
Yeah, that's the discussion that the Pesach Tshuva has. Would you say in such a case, ein ole meis matz mei rosho, or not? All of the majority of the poskim assume that he's believed to say that everything was straight. That if he says derech tshuva, ein ole meis matz mei rosho, doesn't apply if he says derech tshuva. Where's that pesach tshuva? He quotes, the Nadi Yehuda quotes a Taisus in Bava Metziah, on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Here, the Pesachei Tshuva Vav. He quotes, Ayin Shal Shuvas Chavis Yoyer. Says the Chavis, I think this is a quotation from a Nadi Yehuda, no? Oh no. It's a quotation from the Giv HaShol. One of the Achronim quotes the Chavis Yoyer, that if the person says Derech Vidui, he did an aveira. He wants a tshuva. He wants to get kapara. So we say ora meis matz merosha. Says achlehe visham shum rai alze. Chavis Yoyer doesn't give a rai. So this Giv HaShol says I have a rai. Bemis bevor came betayis ba mitziyad av gimel and beis of the maschal ma'im yirtzelam and beizer ha'yisi. The Taisa says like that. That you don't apply ein on a meis matz merosha when the person is saying derech vidui, derech tshuva. So that's a whole discussion over here. Says the Nadi Yehuda's son has the tshuva. Shuv matzasa b'shalosh tshuva shiv asim mihagoyin Rab Shmuel Landau natrei rachmana ufarkei the pischei tshuva. During the lifetime of the pischei tshuva, the son of the Nadi Yehuda wrote to shiv asim. During the lifetime, Nadi Yehuda lived in the 1700s, and his son took over the rabbanus in Prague after him. The son was not alive when the Pesachei Tshuva wrote the sefer, he's quoting from a different sefer. He's quoting from the Chasam Sefer. So during the lifetime of the Chasam Sefer, the Shiva Siyam was still alive. So that some sefer refers to the Shiva Sion as not your Rachmano Farki. Not your Rachmano Farki, you only write on a living person. So the Haskama, most of the Achranim assume that Ein Odom Eis Matzmei Rosha would not apply in such a situation. If he's saying Derech Bido, you would believe him. And you would declare that all the meat is treif and all the pots have to have a heksha. You have to kasher all the treif and pots. The Chassam Sofer quotes an interesting machlekes achronim where they say Ein Odom Eis Matzmei Rosha if the whole aver is only the rabbanon. He quotes the tumim in Choshe Mishpot towards the end of Sivkot Nevov. If the Shochet says that he was always careful, he would never give for sale a chicken or a behema that was Nevela Deraisa. He only would sell Nevelas Derabbanon. He would pass on Nevelas Derabbanon. So then he says that an Aver Derabbanon, the Tumim writes in Kolole Migu, Ois Kufei, that you say, Oda Mesem Atzmei Rosh, he has a right. And he says, others disagree. Even by Aver Derabbanon, you also say Ein Odom Eis Matzmei Rosh. Interesting machlekes achronim. How far do you go with the klal of Ein Odom Eis Matzmei Rosh? Yeah, yesterday we were discussing the klalim of the Shochet has to know Hilchos Shechita. Let's say Siv Beis. The Shechet has to know Hilchos Shechita. So what if he doesn't know fully Hilchos Shechita? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if as long as he says, I don't know what the din is, I would ask a shayla. So anything that's treif, and he would, if he knows that it's treif, is good. And if he doesn't really know that it's treif, so I would ask a shayla on that. So that's also considered good. What if he says, Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, what if he says, Al Ha'asa Mutter, he said that's Mutter, so then one strike and he's out. So he's no good, he does not Hilchos Shechita. What if he says Fakert, Alamuta Rasa? Not that he says I would ask a Shaila. He's too Machmer. He asks, he doesn't, he's an Amaretz. He knows everything a little off, everything Lahachmer. And here for the things that he says are Rasa are really Mutta. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Achrayim that's also no good. It's the Behetiv. The Behetiv is in Kot Nyud Beis, quotes from the Beis Yankiv. Beis Yankiv is one that usually we don't accept his opinion. So here they quote him. So the Beis Yankiv says, if he said, not only if he says, Ala Asa Mutter, is he any of the Hilchos Shechita, if he says, Ala Mutter Asar, also, he's out. Why is he out? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes him, Achlekes Achreinim, what's so bad about that? What's so terrible if the Shochet makes mistakes and he's matrif more than he should? That's the question today. What's so bad? You have a lot of rabbis, they're always machmer and everything. They say that things that are mutter are things that are really mutter, they say Ros. So what's so terrible about that? So he has two different opinions, what's so bad about that? So the Beis Yankiv himself, in the Tshuva's Beis Yankiv, he says, Beis Yankiv is always thinking about marriage. Beis Yankiv, always thinking about marriage. Okay. So he says, someone may be Mekadosh and Isha with this, and the thing is mutter b'achila. And they'll think that it's also b'achila and it doesn't have a shavar puta. It's muta b'ano, but it's also b'achila. They'll think that it doesn't have a shavar puta. It's also b'achila. So it may come out a kilkel l'hokel in the other direction. And then he says, other achareinim have a different tom. Shayoba kilkel b'shtei kaderis sim kuf yir aleph. Okay, come out a different kilkel in a different case. So the Pischei Tshuva goes into a whole dissertation. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? But it's assumed that's a famous line. This Beis Yankiv is famous, that just like a rabbi is not allowed to, if a rabbi doesn't know the dinim and he says ala asa mutter, he's not qualified. So he says ala mutter asa, he's also not qualified. Whatever the reason is, Pischei Tshuva gets a whole discussion on the two reasons, but the din is not qualified. Not qualified to serve as a shochet if he doesn't know. If he says wrong, lahachman, not qualified as a rabbi either, if he says lahachman. Okay. Also, mazik, agana, also correct. Yeah. Then yesterday...
As far as Kedushin, but as long as people think that it's going to be worthless anyway. It means it'll be correct. Because who's going to buy it? The Shabbat says it's not good.
Okay. It's a good time. Okay. And yesterday we were discussing Sif Hay, that Cherusha to the cotton. So a cotton, in order to become a godel, you have to have Shana Visimon. Shana means a boy has to be Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechot, or if it's a girl who's the Shchotes, the first Sif in the Mechaber, Afilo Noshim, women's issues. First line, Yeridei, women's issues. First Taisus and Chulin, where the woman can shecht, okay? So the Yish has to be Yud Bei Shana V'yamechot, the boy has to be Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechot, and you have to have Shtei Cyrus. The Shtei Cyrus have to grow after the Shana. If the Shtei Cyrus grew before, the Gemara calls it Shuma. Shuma means a growth of hair. Sometimes people have hair growing where it doesn't belong. So if hair grows on the Eva HaErva before Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechot, before Yud Bei Shana V'yamechot, so it doesn't count that Shuma B'yam, and the Shtei Cyrus have to grow after. We always have to check to make sure, let's say a boy comes to the yeshiva and we give him an aliyah. You have to go check to see if he has Shtei Cyrus to give him an aliyah or to daven for an omid. We don't check all the time. So the Gemara has in Maseches Nida, the Gemara talks about a chazaka de Rava. Rava says, it's a chazaka kol shigil lechlal shanim, igil lechlal simanim. That if the girl is Yud Bei Shana V'yamechot, if the boy is Yud Gimel Shana V'yamechot, we assume that they probably have Shtei Cyrus. If you see that he has hair growing, he has a beard growing, so we assume that he has Shtei Cyrus on the Eva Hever also. If he has hair growing on his fingers, so also Rashi writes, and the Rishonim write, then you assume the hair is growing on the Eva Hever as well. But if you don't see the beard growing, you don't see the hair growing on the fingers, and you don't know whether he has Shtei Cyrus or not, so we assume that he probably has Shtei Cyrus. So here the Pischi Tshuva Yud Aleph quotes a Magen Avraham, that's only with respect to Dinim de Rabbanon, to allow the cotton to be mitzarefim to a minion, to learn Kriyas HaTorah, to Dam Farnom, those are all Dinim de Rabbanon. But with respect to Dinim de Raisa, Ein Ramasim in Nunhei, that's in Hilchas Simon Nunhei, is by Yishtabach, that after Yishtabach, the Chazan says Kaddish, and then you say Baruch, you have to have a minion, and the Chazan has to be Bar Mitzvah, and the minion has to have 10 people who are Bar Mitzvah. So the Ramos says there, Simon Nunhei Sifhei, the Lamida de Rabbanon, Samach Malach Hazokah, Shehevi Shtei Cyrus. We assume Chazaka called Shigila Chal Shonim, Gila Chal Simon. Mizel Nilmad with Din Zed, that with respect to Dinim de Raisa, you don't rely on the Chazaka de Rabban. That's a Shaila, the Achrenim point that there's a steer in two Magen Avrams in Orachayim. In one place, the Magen Avram says what he quotes, that with respect to Dinim de Raisa, you don't rely on the Chazaka de Rabban. In the other place, the Magen Avram, because the Gemara says you don't rely on Chazaka de Rabban. Gitten v'chalitzes, that a cotton cannot do chalitze, that's a din deraisa, because ish ksib parsha. It says kochi asalisha shalu yivnes pesachim. So ish means prat l'cotton. So that's a din deraisa, that a cotton before bar mitzvah cannot perform chalitze. So the Gemara says in Nido that there to permit the cotton to perform chalitze, the surviving brother should do the yovim should do the chalitze. So you have to check to make sure that he has Shtei Cyrus. Open a get, let's say. He should be the cipher to write a get. So we say the cipher has to be bar mitzvah. That's a din deraisa. Unless you have a god loimer agaba for the teifas, but not for the teref. So that's a din deraisa, that you need a godel to write a get, that it should be lishmos. And Gemara says you have to be baidek to make sure that he has Shtei Cyrus. So the question is, does that mean deraisa versus derabbanan? Or does that mean that by inyane ishus, we're more machma, by inyane arayis, we're more machma? Maybe with respect to Shchit, maybe with respect to other Dinim Deraisa, you do rely on Chazaka Derav. So that's really a steer in two Magen Avrams. See, the Pischit Shuba is saying that we follow that Magen Avram. That's the usual. That's the opinion that's usually adopted. Like the Pischit Shuba quotes that Magen Avram. That with respect to all Dinim Deraisa, you shouldn't rely on the Chazaka Derav. Is a Sifrei has a drush on the pasuk. La yokem erecha b'ish l'chalav and l'chal chatas b'chal cheta sheyechto. Erecha does not believe to say that a person did an aver al pishnei made him al pishloshem yumus hameis lo yumas al pi erecha. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is la yokem erecha b'ish l'chalav and l'chal chatas. Erecha does not believe to say the person did an avera to declare that he's chay benoinish or to declare that he's pasul eidus. To say that he did an aver, you have to have shnei eidus. So the Sifrei has an additional level of interpretation at Rosh Hashanah. Be'ish, Erecha does not believe to say that a person is bar mitzvah. Be'ish, ish prat lekotin. Ish means a person who is bar mitzvah. Erecha does not believe to say that someone is a bar mitzvah, you have to have shnei edim. That's the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about the sugya in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Vav in Bava Kama Daf Ayin. The Gemara talks about Dova Valechotzi Dova. Al pi shnei edim el shlosh edim yakum dover. So the Gemara has a drasha dover v'leichotzi dover. So there's machlegs Rabbi Kiva nachachamim, exactly where does that apply? So the Gemara talks about shnei edim who are testifying that a boy or a girl are bar mitzvah, that they have shtei saris. So if Edechad says achas begaba, and Edechad says achas bekreso, so that's no good. Even if you have shnei edim say achas begaba, shnei edim say achas bekreso, it's also dover v'leichotzi dover. It's no good. So you see the Gemara is talking about having Shnei Edim. You need two witnesses to test. Why don't you say Erecha Nem B'Yisurim? Erecha should be believed to say that a person is Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. So that's based on this Sifrei. The Sifrei says, Le'yakim Erecha De'ish. Erecha is not believed to say that a person is a Gadol. You have to have Shnei Edim. You have to have Shnei Edim to say that it's Yud Yim Hashanah V'Yamechod. You have to have Shnei Edim to say that he has the Shtei Cyrus. So there's a drasha in this Sifrei. I'm not Pasuk. Le'yakim Erecha De'ish. Avol b'isha who come, Eidechad is not believed by an ish, but by an isha Eidechad is believed. What in the world is that supposed to mean? So the Pnei Yeshua, I think, was the first one who discovered this problematic sifrei, and the Nadi Yehuda was in the same generation. He was younger than the Pnei Yeshua. Nadi Yehuda writes a pet to Pnei Yeshua, Kahara Zokin, whatever he paskin, that's it. Pnei Yeshua get paskin, Kahara Zokin. He was older than he was the Skana Rabbanim. He was the God Lador in that generation. So they both learned Pshat. The Gemara has a din. Eidechad is Neman by Meis Bailo. And Eidechad says that the husband died, so he's believed. So really, it's a problem. You should really require Shnei Edim Sherm, isn't it? A Dovish of the Erva. We know the woman was married for so many years. And all of a sudden today, Eidechad comes and he says, Meis Bailo, the woman's allowed to remarry. Should really be a Dovish of the Erva. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that it's a Kula Midirabbana. The Gemara says, Mishum Miguna Kila Barabbana. So the problem is, what do you mean, Mishum Miguna Kila Barabbana? Yeshkach Viach Chachamim, Lakadom, and Atar B'Shei V'Altasa. The Chachamim can be Oiker Adin in the Torah B'Shei V'Altasa. They can tell us, don't blow Shofar when Roshana falls on Shabbos, and don't bring a Korban Pesach if you convert it on Erev Pesach. Midirabbana, you don't allow. And don't put on tzitzis on a beggar shal pishtan. They can tell you not to fulfill mitzvahs, but they can't tell you to violate aver. They can't permit you to violate aver. Can't allow people to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos. How do they allow over here the woman to remarry? So Rashi writes in the end of Masechah Shabbos that Afkinu Rabbana Kedushim Minei. Eidechad Bameis Baila is good because it's based on Afkinu. And all the Rishonim disagree with the Rashi. Look in Ebenezer and Siman Yud Zayin. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes all the opinions from the Rishonim. So the Rishonim ask, how can it be based on Afkinu Rabbana Kedushim Minei? The Mishnayos say that if the Bezna was mata the woman to remarry, then the husband shows up. The husband comes back from the dead. So it's a Gloy Milsom Afreya that we made a mistake. And the children are Mamzerim from the second husband. So why are they Mamzerim from the second husband? Afkinu Rabbana Kedushim Minei. We declare that she was never married in the first place. So the Rishonim defend Rashi. They say it's only Afkinu if you never find out that it wasn't true. Once you find out that it's not true, so the jig is up, so there's no more Afkinu. Afkinu is only on the condition that it doesn't become ascertained that it's not correct. It's a problematic Rashi. The Gemara never says that. Gemara never says that Eidechad by Meis Baila is based on Afkinu. So Tosis has a different Shita. Tosis has a different Shita. The Ramban has a different Shita, different Shita. So the Pnei Yeshua says he discovered America. He discovered Asifrei. It says, Le'okim Echad B'ish, Avol B'ish will come. That's the mocker that Erechad is Neman by Meis Baila. That's what it means, Erechad is Neman. But the Gemara has a whole discussion, what is the Gemara in Yivamis? And Daf Peches has a whole discussion, Erechad is Neman by Meis Baila. So the Gemara says, Mishum Migun Akile Bei Rabbanon. What do you mean, Mishum Migun Akile? If it's a pasuk, it's Mutam and Atara. So the Pnei Yeshua interprets, and Nadi Yehuda likes it, he goes along with that. Mishum Migun Akile Barabana means that the rabbis left it on a din deraisa. They should have been machmer. They should have required shnei edim, like every dovish should be erva. Why would they makel to leave it on a din deraisa? So the Gemara says Mishum Migun Akile Barabana. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion of why. Why did they leave it on a din deraisa? Is it Mishum Daiko Mitzvah, or is it because Milsa David Ilaglui? So he said the Pnei Yeshua, and the Nadi Yehuda goes along. They say the whole discussion in the Gemara is all on the level of the Rabbanan. Why didn't they introduce a chumra mid the Rabbanan? But on the level of the Raisa, the reason why she's mutaris leinasa is because of the pasuk. See, the Tosis points out in Bava Kama, Kala Tarakula is written Balash and Zohar. In Hebrew, there is no neutral gender. Either you write in masculine or you write in feminine. The whole Torah is written in masculine. And nonetheless, we say, Hishva Kosev Ishaliyish, all the dinim and the chumash apply to the women, just like they apply to the men. Once in a while, the Pasuk will say, Ish, Kigach Shor Ish Ashor Eyehu. So the word Ish is a mivut. So often it'll be Ish Prat Leisha. If it just says in masculine, the pasuk is written in masculine, the whole chumash from the beginning to the end, all the mitzvahs are written masculine. Hishva kosev isha liish. But if it says the word ish, then we're medayik. Ish prat leisha, ish prat lekotan, ish prat ish is a miut something. Ish is going to be like whatever it doesn't say ish. So you assume that the dinim are equal. So here it says le'akam echav the ish. So that's why the sifrei has a drasha ish prat leisha. That Erechad is named by Isha. So that's how the Nadi Behuda and quotes the Tanei Yeshua. That's how they learn Pshat. How do the others learn Pshat? Le'yachim Echadish, Abba Kamhu. So on the back of the regular edition of the Nadi Behuda, they have Heoris from other Gedolim that they collected from other Svarim of contemporaries of Nadi Behuda, after the days of Nadi Behuda. Heoris on the Nadi Behuda. Most of them were following the Nadi Behuda. So they are the later Gedolim. The later Gedolim have a comment. They think that comment, has absolutely nothing to do with Heter Agunis. Heter Agunis, like the Rishonim said, either like Rashi is based on Afkeinu, or is based on Yeshkoach Lakar Afilu B'kum Be'aseba Dover Adoyma, or the Ramban, whatever the Mahalach is, but it's not based on this Sifrei. This Sifrei means a different thing. That Lo Yochem Erechot Be'ish, this Sifrei says it goes Ish Prat Lekotten. Erechot is not named to say that a person is Bar Mitzvah. You need Shnei Eidim to say Shonim, and Shneidim to say Simonim, but on a woman, on a girl, once you know that she's Basyud Beis Shonavi Amechud, then you have the Chazoka Derava, the Kol Shegil Echval Shonim, Egil Echval Simonim. And that Chazoka Derava only applies to women and doesn't apply to men. That's how some Achrenim say. Lo Yochem Erechad Be'ish. Erechad is not Neman to say that a person is a Gadol. You need Shneidim. Aval be isha, the din doesn't apply. Ish prat le isha, ish is ish prat le cotton. Ish means to say that a person is bar mitzvah, you need shnei edim. And then we say ish prat le isha, that by isha, you don't need shnei edim for everything. Once you have shnei edim to say shanim, then we have chazaka de rabba called shigil achal shanim, higil achal simonim. And the chazaka de rabba, the Gemara only says by women, not by men. Here we're saying the Chazaka Derava maybe even applies to men, equally to women, just by dinim, by inyonim avarayis v'machmen. By inyonim avarayis v'machmen. So that's what these Acharonim say, no? That Chazaka Derava only applies to women, doesn't apply to men at all. And by all dinim deraisa, you have to be concerned that maybe, even though he has a Yud Gimel Shonim Yamecha, maybe he doesn't have Shtei Saris. By dinim derabana v'mekel. By dinim derabana v'mekel, that kol shigila chal shanu gila chal samad b'mirget, to dinim deraisa, where machman there is no chazaka deraban. Our Salvechik used to say that when they used to have smicha bechinas here in the yeshiva, they used to have Dr. Belkin and Ramosha Shatskis and he, the three of them, they used to give bechinas. So each one was a different style of bechina. So he says Rav Shatskis would always ask the Talmidim, what's the chazaka deraban, what's the chazaka deraba? The two different Gemaras. But I forgot already which one. One of them was stated by the Amora Rava, one was stated by the Amora Rabba. So one of them is this one. One of them, I think, is Chazoka de Rava. I'm not sure. This one in Nida, called she, a girl, Higil Chlal Shon, Migil Chlal Simonim, we assume that if a girl is Yud Bei Shonim Yamecha, she probably has Shtei Saris. So therefore, if you want to check, you can ask a woman to check to see if she has Shtei Saris, and it's good enough, because Mikra Adin de Raisa, you can really rely on the Chazoka de Rava. And then the other one, the Chazaka de Rabba, that's in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Ishazu Becheskas Heta Lashuka Medes, the topic where Taisus has their machlekes with Rashi, where the machzikim meyisa leyisa. The Gemara Amar Avuna Behema Chaya Becheskas Isar Medes Hashivor Alach Baman Nishchato. So the Behema has a Cheskas Isa. So Rashi says the Cheskas Isa means Cheskas Isa Eivman Achai. So Tosis says, that doesn't make any sense. Now the animal is dead. For sure it's not Eiv Menachai. It's not going to be Eiv Menachai now. The only shayla is it Nevela? It wasn't the Nevela Mechaim. So what's the Cheska Sisa? So Tosis came up with one of two suggestions: either becheskas iser einas vucha, or becheskas that you didn't do a shechita. Not that you don't have to formulate necessarily that there's an iser einas vucha. An iser einas vucha is while the animal was alive, a ma'aser shechita hadn't been done yet. So that now that the animal is dead, we're not sure whether a proper ma'aser shechita was done. So it's becheskas that the ma'aser hamata did not take place. That's not it. These are two shades of what Tosis said. According to one version of Tosis, you have to assume that there's an Isar Eser Ein Ezvucha. And according to the other version of Tosis, no, the Pasuk that says, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha tells you how to remove the Isar Nevela. There is no Isar Ein Ezvucha. It means it's Becheskas Ein Ezvucha. When you have a Sofik, if you did a Shechita, was there a Dover Hamate? Was there a Mais Hamate or Shechita? So Becheskas of Shechita was not done. So in that Tosis, that in Yivam is Daf Laman Aleph, where the Tosis talks about, and then we were discussing, there's a Shach and Simen Nun, where the Shach discusses the Ramah. Whenever you have a Safik in Hilchas Treifis, Nishchato Becheskas Seter Meres Hashem Yivar Alach Bamen Nitrafo. Whenever you have a Safik in Hilchas Treifis, so you go to Hakel, because you say, Rob Behemis Ksheris Hein. So that's a Machloikas. There's a long Shach, Siv Kotten Gimel. Goes on and on and on, very long Shach. He argues with the Ramah, what if there was a latest asafik mechayim on an animal that maybe was a treifa? Do you say that it's becheska sisa or not? Do you say it's becheska sisa or not? Do you say behema b'chaya becheska sisa reina zvucha? How does that affect treifas? So that's a whole discussion in Tosis, whether he says the Tosis in Yivam is daflam and aleph, whether machzikim yisa liyisa. So that whole discussion, whether machzikim yisa liyisa, appears there in Yivam is Daf Lamed Aleph, because the Gemara is talking about a case, a woman was married, and her husband had another wife. And the husband left her for a couple of years. He gives her money, he's supporting her. There's no telephone, there's no communication. The husband went with the other wife to Medina Sayyam. And the other wife had children. So the Ishazu, so if the husband will die, Ishazu will not require chalitza. As long as the husband has children from any wife, even from a girlfriend. If the husband has Jewish descendants who are alive at the time the husband dies, so there's no din of yibam chalitza. So the Gemara says, the husband went to Medina Sayyam, and we didn't hear what happened with the children, with the wife, we didn't hear anything. We just heard that the husband died. So Eid Echad is Neman. Eid Echad says the husband died. So is this woman here allowed to remarry? So the Gemara says, Ishazu becheskas heta lashuka medes, because when the husband was here, before he went away to Medina Sayyam, before we lost contact, we knew that he had another wife and he had children from the other wife. So Ishazu, the wife that he left behind, was becheskas heta lashuka medes. Now the question is, maybe all the children died. Maybe all the children died, and maybe this woman over here, the wife over here, maybe now she's a Yivama lashuk. So the Gemara says, Ishazu becheskas heta lashuka medes. The Tosis says, why? It should be Kolzman, the husband is alive, she's Becheska Sisa Reshus Ish. The minute the husband dies, she's no longer an Eshus Ish. And now the suffix is whether she's a Yavama Lashuk. So if you all like Rashi, Machzikim Yisr Yisr, so I should say, all during her marriage she was Becheska Eshus Ish. And now the husband died, she's no longer an Eshus Ish, but Machzikim Yisr Yisr, it should be Becheska Sisa Lashuk. I should say that maybe she is a Yavama Lashuk. Maybe all the children died. So that's what Tosis discusses, this topic, whether yes, machzikim yisalis, or ay machzikim yisalis. So the one who says that, ishazu becheskas heta lashuk, that's Rabba. So the one in Nida, that's chazoka derava, and this one is a chazoka derama. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that when Rav Moshe Shatzkis was alive, and he used to participate in the bechinas for smicha, he always used to ask the boys, what's chazoka derava and what's chazoka derava? Who would know? Today, yes, people, they never heard Chazaka the Rav, never heard a Chazaka the Rav. It's good to know. Good to know everything. Okay, so that's the Pischei Tshuva, and Yud Aleph talks about in order to be Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Shana Vissim on him. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in Siman Nun Hei. Siman Nun Hei is the Siman about how he constitute a minion. You have to have Asar and Oshim Gedolim B'nei Bris. You have to have 10 men pierced Bar Mitzvah. So he says that he's machmer for dinam deraisa. You don't rely on chazaka de rabba, only dinam de rabban. There are others who are makel by even by dinam deraisa, with the exception of inyana yarayis by to write a get. You have to be by the Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he's unhappy. He used to take children who were just barely bar mitzvah to help out the sofer do the ibud lishmo on the klaf, to write, if it turns filling a mezuzah on it, to be the assistant to the sefer. So he claims that that's not right. He says that ibud l'shmo is required ben haTorah by the klaf of sefer Torah filling a mezuzah. And with respect to all dinim deraisa, we don't rely on chazaka derabba. So just because the kid already had his bar mitzvah, nobody checked to see if he has a shtei sairus. But when it gets to all dinim deraisa, you have to be baidik to make sure that he has the shtei sairus. A cotton is kosher to shech, but you need acher among the malgabov, because acher shech to the cotton don't have nemonis. That acher shech to the cotton don't have nemonis. Yeah, we assume that's there.
This is like the Taz putting himself there, that you see a kid that did shech before, and you let him shech lechatchila, even if not acher among the
I mean, you have a ruba de leisa kamon. The kid doesn't have any nemonis. The cheresh atvikot doesn't have any nemonis. But if we know that he in the past he did a good job, so sometimes we'll say that there's a ruba de leisa kamon. Just like in the past we did it, but he per se doesn't have nemonis. The cotton doesn't have nemonis. The shadow does he even have nemonis on dinim de rabbanon? Does the cotton have nemonis on dinim de rabbanon? Even that's a question. Let's say the cotton tefilas kelim. We assume the last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the simple reading, and what tefillahs claim mateches on metal pots and pans that you cook in, and metal forks and knives, that's tefillahs kelim derais. Tefillahs kelim on glass, we assume is the rabbanim. There are some rishonim disagree. They say all tefillahs kelim is only the rabbanim. We don't really accept that. And there are some achrayim want to say that even tefillahs claim even kli zechuches is derais. The poshup shat nigmar is not so. So the achrayim over there assume. That tefillas kelim is derais and klei matechas and klei schuchis is only the rabbanim. So let's say the kid is going to be bar mitzvah and the parents are having a big simcha at home and they have to have extra forks and knives because they're having extra people coming over. So they're going to send the kid who's going to be bar mitzvah. He's going to be bar mitzvah at the end of the week, and he's going to go to the mikveh with the kelim at the beginning of the week. So is the kotnemon to say that he was tevil kelim? So tefillas kelim is a din derais. Even a cotton shehigdil is a shaila. The Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Ksuba says, "Elan amarim lahayd begodla masherov bekotnon." That a cotton shehigdil is nema to say after his bar mitzvah about something that he saw when he was a cotton. Only dinim the rabbanim. So that's a shaila. Does the Mishnah mean to say that by all issues the rabbanim? The Gemara says that tchumin is the rabbanim. The cotton shehigdil is bagloipt. He's nema to say akan hayina mahalchem letchum Shabbos. I remember when I was a child before bar mitzvah, he'd moved to a different neighborhood now. He says, I remember I used to walk with the rabbi. The rabbi said, you're allowed to walk Ad Kan. Ad Kan is Tchum Shabbos. Or the kid is going to say, I remember in Cheder, the other kid was a kohen, and the father used to take him to the mikveh before Shkia, that he should be able to have Harav Shemesh, he should be able to eat Truma. So Truma was man as only the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says, the Kotten Shehigdel is Nemet to say, on the other child, that he's a kotten, that he's a kohen, he's allowed to eat Truma. In Atarvah, the person is nemen on himself to say, I'm a kohen. The Rabbanon you need, that someone else should say. So the whole din is only the Rabbanon. Truma b'zana says the Rabbanon. The whole requirement for Hakorim and Piacherim is only the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah says that the kotten sheyigdal is nemen to say that Pliny was a kohen and his father used to take him to the mikveh before the shkia. Let's say the kotten sheyigdal is going to say he recognizes Zeksav Yodoshel Abba, Zeksav Yodoshel Rabbi. For Kiyum Shtoros, Kiyum Shtoros only the Rabbanon, so the Mishnah says you make them. So that's how Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Machne Ephraim. That's the klal in the Mishnah, that a kotten shehigdil is nemad lahoid begodla mashiro bekotten by all dinim de Rabbanon. By dinim de Raisa not, by dinim de Rabbanon yes. So that's, and others disagree. The Ramban says that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Ramban there in the Mohammed learns a different pshat in the Mishnah. So that's a shah, let's say, would you even trust the kotten shehigdil to say, I was tevil the klei schuches. He's going to say on a din the rabbanon tefilas kelim on schuches. It's only the rabbanon. So the kid is going to at the end of the week. He said by the time it comes Shabbos, his bar mitzvah is on Friday. So all the guests are coming on Shabbos. They're all going to use everything. So the cotton and the mother sent the kid to the mikveh at the beginning of the week. A week before bar mitzvah, he should be tevil all the extra new glasses. So if you assume the way we assume that tefilas kelim on glasses. On glassware is only the rabbanon. With the cotton shehigdil be nemad lahoid begodlo, what he did be katnusam. So it's also questionable. The Machne Ephraim is mekel cotton shehigdil is nemad by all dinim the rabbanon, and others say there is no such cloud. Maybe the Mishnah, the Ad Malachi says maybe the Mishnah is only those cases. And Ramban denies the whole thing. He says the Mishnah bechlal doesn't exist. The Mishnah never said it. Each case is a different reason. a different time. Why? Pashtus says it never has nemanis. That's why if shachtu beinam lebein atzmam is no good because they don't have nemanis. Here, that's what that's how the shach says. Vatam. The shach in the beginning of Chav Zayin. The reason why the cotton shushachet bein ol bein atzmam ain nemanis lekotton. Not like the levush. He says the levush aterizov. He's always attacking the levush. That's his favorite pastime. He always disagrees with the levush. So he says the levush gives the reason why the cher shot to the cotton cannot shecht if you don't have a cher on the malgaba because he's not a bar zvicha. The reason why akum shishochet is no good is this machlekes tesis in the Rambam. So tesis says because he need a bar zvicha. So bar zvicha means a person who's bar mitzvah. The Gemara says in Gittin on daf mem hem and base that a cotton can't write a sefer tart cher shot to the cotton can't write a sefer tart filling a mezuzah. Because they're not a bar kshira. It says a kshar tam achsaftam kol sheyesh tam bikshira yesh tam bikshiva. So yesh tam bikshira means it's a mechuyiv in the mitzvah of kshiras tefillin. So cheru shatu v'kotna ala b'nei chiyuvin, you know. So they're not bar kshira. So the levush says, good. He says, just like a cheru shatu v'kotna ala b'chuyiv in tefillin, therefore the puzzle for kshiva sevetar tefillin and mezuzah, they're not called a bar kshira. So to over here, they're not called a bar zvicha. So the shach says he's dead wrong. The levush did it again. He's wrong. How can it be good if a cher mod mal gabov? If a goy shechts and God lomer al gabov is no good. So a cher shot v'kot and shechting should be no good. Even a cher mod mal gabov. So he says he's wrong. The levush is wrong. The reason why it's no good if ain't a cher mod mal gabov is because he has no nemonis. Cher shot v'kot and have no nemonis. But the question is, why isn't the levush right? Just like in Gittin, and daf mem hem and beis, it says a cher shot v'kot and are not bar kshira. Because they're not b'nei chiyuvah, so you should be over here also. You should say the same over here, that they're not bar zvicha. So the shach in the Chav Zayin, this is a very important shach. Shach Chav Zayin gives the chilek. Zehu teima. He says, also lo lechol b'lo shchita. The cotton is considered, the cherushat of cotton is considered a bar zvicha. Because also lalecha below shchita. What do you mean? Why is it also? It's not mitzuvah. So the pashtus he means is also lachila biyadayim. That's what he means. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the beginning of Perek Cherish, the Gemara quotes three psukim. One pasuk is emo be'amarta lahazik dola malaktanim. That also lachila biyadayim. You're not permitted to be mitami a kain cotton. What are the other two psukim? One is by Shirotzim, I think. I forgot the third pasuk. Dam. So the Gemara makes a tzarashove. The Gemara has, you have three psukim that are tzah salachila biyadayim. So from those three psukim, we establish in kol tarkula the din also salachila biyadayim. And it's a din deraisa. So that's a shaila. Some rishonim want to say, I think the tur wants to say that the isa deraisa is only on these three. And the others, the tzarashove is only midirabon. And the pashtus, we assume that it's a din deraisa. So that's the shaila. The isa is on the parent. But there's no isa to feed a nochri. The fact that there's an isra on an adult to feed the cotton, even not the parent, an isra on any adult to feed the child, so if you hold that, that's an isra deraisa. If you all like the tour that the whole isra lachila biyadayim outside of the original three psukim is only the rabbanon, so that can't make him into a bar zvicha that he's able to shecht. That's what the Yad Avram Tain is over here. Also lachila biyadayim, we assume is a din deraisa. If it's only a din derabbanon, how can that make him into a bar zvicha? So we're assuming that the din also lachila biyadayim is the rice over here, and that's why he's called the bar zvicha. Yeah, it's a shaila though. Also lachila biyadayim applies to all three cherushot of a cotton, or maybe it only applies to a cotton. So the Nadi Yehuda's son has a tshuva, the Shiva Sin has a tshuva where he writes, he quotes an isa v'heta from the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the isa v'heta writes that it's an aspect of chinuch, even though the cotton is lohi gila chinuch. But even though the din of chinuch is only with the rabbanon, but this chinuch is the raisa. Shalol achila biyadayim is in order to prepare him for the future, that in the future he's going to become a gadol. What if it's a cherish and a shaita? He's retarded or deranged, and it doesn't look like it's going to straighten out. We don't have any cure. We don't have any medication. It looks like a cotton normally, b'derech hatev, is going to become a gadol. So is our cotton gadol? Yeah, it's going to grow up. So there's a din of chinuch in the sense, osal achila biyadayim al shem ha'asi. Even though it's lehigir lechina, but on a cherish and a shaita, so the Shiva Sian writes based on the Issa Veheta that there would be no Issa lachila biyadayim. That's the tshuva that the Chasam Sofer quotes, and he disagrees. Chasam Sofer quotes a Rashba in the middle of Perek HaNizok, Mamish and Needle in a Haystack. One line in a Rashba is not talking about that at all. It's talking about the Apachop is being Mafrish Chumas and Maisris. So in the middle of a long paragraph, the Rashba writes, Asal Achille B'Yadayim, even a Chavish and a Shaita, not only by a God. So he says, well, look, if you have a machlekes between the Rashba and Nisa Veheta, who wins? He says, the Rashba wins. I'm not so sure. That's what he writes. The Rashba wins. It's not the Rabbeinu Yoina, who was the Rebbe. It's not the Rabbeinu Yoina Gerondi, who was the Rebbe of the Rashba. This is Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi, who was from the later Bali Ataisis. Everything in Nisa Veheta is a collection from all the Bali Ataisis. So that's what the Chasam Sofer assumes, that whenever there's a machlekes between the Rashba and Nisa the Heter from this Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi, we should pasken like the Rashba. And here it says, so it's difficult. So if you hold like the Shiva Sion, that also Al-Achila B'Yadayim only applies to cotton, so how does that make the Cheresh and the Shoita into a Bar Zvicha? It's Mutal Al-Achila B'Yadayim. But if you say, so you have to put together, you have to hold like the Rashba. Also Al-Achila B'Yadayim is an Isa Deraisa. Not like the Torah. It's an Issa Deraisa even by Nevela, not just by the three cases with the original Pesukim on. You have to assume that it even applies to Cheresh and Shoita, not just the Katan. And that's the reason why the Katan, Cheresh and the Katan are considered a Bar Zvicha. That's what you have to say over here. Rabbi Chana Vassaman makes a different suggestion. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested when we learned here a day. He said he's a Bar Zvicha in the sense that he's Makabel Tumas Nevelas. If you not only, maybe also Lachid Badaim is only the Rabbanan. Maybe it only applies to cotton. Maybe it doesn't apply to Cheresh and Shaita. But he's called the Bar Zvicha. If a Nochri touches an Avela, he's not Mekabel Tumah. If a cotton, a Cheresh and a cotton are Jewish, if they touch an Avela, it's going to be Metame them. So he's a Bar Zvicha, not a Bar Zvicha in Isra Achila. He's a Bar Zvicha Benegat to Kabbalah's Tumah. The Cheresh and a cotton are Mekabel Tumah. Doesn't have to necessarily be a Bar Zvicha because the Isra Achila's Nevela.
This all seems like a really common, but the Bar Shira extends outside of Bilchus Stam to other areas of the Torah?
Well, this is what Tosis says. Tosis says on Gimel on the base that the reason why Shechitas Akum is Nevela is because you need a Bar Zvicha.
That's what the Shechitas. You can get an N-A, but you have to be a Bar to create the Shechitas.
No, not necessarily Lishitas. No, Rabbeinu Tam says whenever you need Lishma. You have to be a Yeshdan B'Torah. So every Zayin B'Torah can create Lishma. But here by Shechita, you don't need Lishma. No, they claim that it's a drasha from the Pasuk. Rabbi Kiveger and the others think that that's what it says, Ashchita Sakof is no good, because he's not a Bar Zvicha. That's the last Ramah in Simon Beis. Ramah quotes the Tosefta, the Yosef Ashchita Sakof Psula, because you need a Bar Zvicha. If it's the way the Ramam says, Ashchita Sakof Nevela, because V'kor L'chol V'yachalta Mizivcha has to do with Avodah Zarah, so Kof has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Maybe the Ram holds that Tosefta is only Midi Rabbana. Maybe he holds it's not a Dimin HaTorah. Shechita Sakof is Psula. Or maybe he holds Shechita Sakof Psula because it's a lack of Karach Gavro. Then you have Rabbi Kivegas, Magen Avraham, he has the Kasha. How come the Tanoim had a Machlokes where the Kof is good for Netilus Yadayim? And there we paskan in Orachaim Kuf Nantes, we paskan to Sveik and the Dina, different opinions. And here there's no Machlokes. How come? So Rabbi Kivegas said, that's the Teretz, because over here you need a Bar Zvicha, and the Kof is not a Bar Zvicha. According to the Rambam, there is no requirement for Bar Zvicha. So that's the Siddur Magen Avraham's Kasha is back again. How come by Kof it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and here it's L'chol HaDeis, it's no good. So Shaila. Here Rabbi Kiveger, on Sifhei, when it, in Siman Al Sifhei, where it talks about a Cheresh HaTavi Katan, Rabbi Kiveger says, all right, a cotton shushachar is good, v'acher ma'amnum al gabov, and the cotton is called the Bar Zvicha, okay, for whatever reason, cotton is considered a Bar Zvicha, but they need Kerach Gavra. So if the kid is too young, then it's not considered Kerach Gavra, he doesn't know v'chlal what he's doing. So he quotes, he says, look in Orachaim Kuf Nun Tes, the Simen about Nantilus Yadai. That's what Rabbi Kiveger quotes, the end of Simen Beis. He quotes the Magen Avraham in Kuf Nun Tes, by Nantilus Yadai. That the Mechaber quoted 2 days, it's Machlekes Satanaim, and 2 days in Rishonim had a Paskin. But the Shechita Sakof is called Kerach Gavra. Well, it's not called Kerach Gavra. So, but there it says, like the Rashba that we had. The Mechaber quoted the Rashba. A person has a Hoysa. The Gemara has in the end of the second parak in Baba Kama, Hoysa Evan Menachas Lavecheko. A person has a stone on his lap. and he stands up and the stone rolls and it makes a hezek. So that's Adam Amazik. He's a chayv b'chaver. So he has to pay whatever hezek occurred. He has to pay. So what if the person has a sack of menachas labecheik and he gets up and the sack falls down and it does a shchita? So just like it's called Adam Amazik over there, it's called Maisa Ha'adam. Maybe over here it's called a good shchita. So the Rashba quotes from the Bali Ateses, they're mistopic to say that it's a lack of kar gavra. You have to have zorak sakin kedela notza bekoisel. He threw the sakin in order to do something. He wanted to accomplish some result with it. But stam, he did a pa'ula and he had no kavanas hasi at all, b'misaseik. So maybe that's not called kar gavra. Maybe it's called maisa adam, it's called adam amazi koichoi, but maybe it's not called kar gavra. Maybe you can split, maybe you can distinguish between we discussed already. Tosis and Baba Kama and Daf Hamid Beis, Ema Mabuz Amayim. Tosis thinks that it's identical. Kor Gaber Ma'aseh Adam is the same thing. And the Chazanish and Rab Chaim suggest you can be mechalek, and that's why they point to the Tosis in Sanhedrin on Daf Ein Zayin and Aleph. Had four terutzim on their kasha. Why did the Gemara bring up the issue? Why did the Gemara consider the possibility of Ishim Shem Chitzav that the Shechita should be good by Nafla Sakin? So Tosfos gave four answers, and one of the answers that they were rejecting was that there's room to distinguish between Kerach Gavre and Maisa Ha'adam, even though Ishim Shem Chitzav, but it's not called Kerach Gavre. So those who hold like that. So here Rabbi Kiveger points out on Sif Hei, Simen Aleph Sif Hei, he says in Aruch Chaim it says that a cotton can pour Netilas Yadayim, that's only if the kid is at least 6 years old. If his mom is an infant, he doesn't know the chlal what he's doing. 5-year-old doesn't know the chlal what he's doing. I forgot already. My children were very brilliant. And they were 1 year old, they already knew everything. But somehow the average child, other people's children, so Rabbi Kivei quotes, younger than six, it's not called Kerach Gavra because there's no Kavanas Hasiya. That's like the Rashbo's Tesis. That's like the Rashbo's Tesis, that Kerach Gavra means you have to have Kavanas Hasiya, you have to know what you think. You have to have some, has to be a teleological act. You have to know what you're leading. You're leading to something. So even if you hold that a kof is good, there are some Rishonim hold that kof is good, some Rishonim, some Tanaim hold kof is good, but a kof has more sechel than a 3-year-old. 3-year-old doesn't plan the chlal, he's not thinking what he's doing. And the kof has more kavana than his. So Rabbi Kivega Tainus, how come nobody says over here that the cotton with the God Loimer Al Gabav is only good, if the Acherim Roy Mosa is only good, if he's at least 6 years old? He says, Apel, and no one brings it out. So Achin de Lochilka Bezekan. How come only in Aruch Chaim Kuf Nates Sif Yud Aleph Bahagor they say like that? That a young infant doesn't know Bechlal what he's doing, so there's no Kerach Gavra. It's Maisa Ha'adam, but it's no Kerach Gavra at all. How come nobody points it out over here? So good to Taina. That's a strong Taina. So we were discussing Cheresh Shaita V'Katni. Yeah, so we said the Cheresh, that's the Tshuva and the Sichar and Yosef. Ebenezer Simon Yud, that the Yad Avram refers you to over here. Zichron Yosef explains that a Sheita means deranged and a Cheresh means retarded. Yeah, but that's only retarded. Cheresh ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber. That's how it says in the Gemara, the beginning of Chagiga. Gemara, beginning of Chagiga, talks about Cheresh out of the cotton. So it says it has to be Cheresh ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber. What if he's medaber, ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber? So according to the Babel, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't have a din of a cherish. Yeah. So such a person may shecht lechatchila, shemeh bein medab, medab bein shemeh. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnais in the beginning of Chumas, he may not shecht. If he's shemeh bein medab, he cannot say a bracha. There are opinions that you can be yotzei bracha b'machshove, the Ramam Shita, that the Machlokes and the Gemara, whether here kedibu, hebe, lav kedibu, domi, so the Rama holds that that's only a machlokes by Bichas HaMozan and by Kriyashma. But by other brachas, you are Yotze Behiru. There never was a machlokes in the Gemara. You are Yotze Behiru. But still, Lachatchil, you have to recite the bracha at Sheyashmili Oznov. So if he's Ein Medaber, fine, Bidi Yevit, he'll be Yotze the bracha Behiru, according to the Rambam. But the Mishnah says, Lachatchil, if he's Shameh of Ein Medaber, he shouldn't be Mafresh Truma. Why not? Because of the bracha. Or medaber ve'enu shameh, he can recite the bracha, but he can't be mashmili yoznav. We paskim mashmili yoznav is not leikuvet. It's a machlekes satanoim, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Yosi, and the Mishnah Brachas. The Mishnah Brachas has the machlekes by kriyashma, it's a din deraisa. If you recite Kriya Shema Birchas HaMazon, you recite Kriya Shema, you're not able, you're not Mashmir LiYoznav. Let's say he's deaf. So according to one Tana, he shouldn't say Birchas HaMazon. It'll be a bracha levatola. He won't gain anything. He simply won't be yotze the Kriya Shema. He won't be yotze the Birchas HaMazon. So Kriya Shema had to gezak psukim. There's not there, but Birchas Kriya Shema, but Birchas HaMazon, he'll just be saying a bracha levatola. If he'll say brachas, it won't be Mashmir LiYoznav. So we don't pass him like that. The Gemara says we paskan that if lo hishmili lechatchila should be mashmir liyoznav and b'dieved yoytze without mashmir liyoznav. So that's why the Mishnah beginning of Truma says that both of these sivav and sivzayin cheresh amedaber veinu shemeya or shemeya veinu medaber. That's sivav and sivzayin. So the Bi'er Agra quotes in Lamed the Mishnah in the beginning of Truma gives a list of people. There are five people who cannot be mafresh truma even b'di'evet if their mafresh is nafchal. Cherish to the kotna, three of them. And the other two are mafresh al dovish ena shalom. I was never appointed as a shliach to be mafresh. Then the Mishnah gives the list of people who should not be mafresh lachatchila, they shouldn't be mafresh truma, but b'di'evet it's good. And the Yerushalmi says, Mishum brocha. And the Yerushalmi says, Mishum brocha. So one of them is the Balkari. No, the Balkari is not allowed to say bracha. So the Vilna Gaon says, they permit the Balkari to learn Torah, and they permit the Balkari to say brachas also. So Balkari is left out. The other one is the Shikr. Okay, Shikr lechatchila shouldn't be mafresh truma, because he has to be mafresh b'ayin yofa. He has to be turned b'ayin yofa, and he may be off kilter. So we leave out the din of Shikr over here. Here, Grad, it does say Shikr. And Sifches, they talk about Shikr. Okay, but some of the Rishonim didn't talk about Shikr. But the cheresh amedaber veinu shemeh veinu medaber, just like lechatchila, they shouldn't be mafresh truma because they can't be mashmir liyoznav. So the same is the problem over here. Lechatchila, they should not shech, because whoever shechs behem aschul is supposed to recite a bracha al hashchita, and the bracha should be lechatchila. The Rambam holds if you say a bracha b'machshava, you yotze all other brachas are yotze. The whole machlek is here a kedibur. It was only by Kriya Shema and by Birchas HaMazon. It wasn't by other brachas. But the Rambam himself also admits that that's only b'di'evet that yotze b'hira. Lechatchila should say it b'peh, you should be mashmir liyoznav. So this lechatchila he shouldn't be. The cheresh amedaber veinu shemeya, the shemeya veinu medaber, he's going to be lacking the bracha. Oh, in Shemei Kohen, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Siv Zayin. Unless im acher mevorach, if someone else is going to say the bracha for me, if I am, I can hear, but I can't speak. So if someone else would say the bracha, that'll be okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Then it would be good. So here the Vilna Gaon quotes: there are those who disagree. They hold that when he says Shemei Kohen, if I am able to speak. Like you say, Misha Roy Lebila and Bila Meyakevis, but when you bring a mincha to the Beis Hamikdash, it says mincha blula b'shemen. So he's supposed to do blila. He's supposed to pour in the shemen. He's supposed to stir. So the Gemara says, if you put samach halafes, and the Mishnah says in Menachos, if you put in samach halafes right in bekli echod, so you're not even yetze b'di'evit. Why? Because again, do blila. If you do blila, it's gonna fall out. It's gonna overflow. So the Gemara has the kasha and the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says in another place, Lord Balal is kosher. If he didn't do the Belila and the Mincha is kosher, so what is it? How can you tell me that B'di'evit, if you put Salma Chalaf as Shreinim B'Kli Echad, you're not Yotze B'di'evit because you can't do Belila. The Belila is not Miyakib, so bring the Mincha without Belila. So the Gemara quotes, Kid the Rab Zera, call it Roy Lebila and Bila Miyakibisba. Ain't a Roy Lebila, then Bila Miyakibisba. If you can't do Belila, then it's worse. Then the Belila is Miyakib. So some of the Rishonim say over here, here the Bi'er Agra in Ois Lamed Gimel quotes when it has the Likut, the second piece in Ois Lamed Gimel. It says Likut Bar Zeruv Agos Hashri Oisem Lachatchila Dein Achi Yochel Levarach B'Shin Ahov Hu Eini Yochel Levarach. They are of the opinion you only say Shemea Ka'oine if I'm able to speak myself, except that I can say Kiddush myself. I can say my own Avdolah. So you don't want everybody to say their own Kiddush and Avdolah. You're going to use up an awful lot of wine. So one person says Kiddush and everybody's Yotze, the whole family is Yotze. So you say Shemea Kohen, why? Because I can speak. So call a Roy Ledibu, Eina Dibu Miyakibu, and he's Yotze with Shemea Kohen. But if the fellow is a Shemea Be'ena Medaber, he's mute, he's unable to speak, so then Hagos Hashem and Ozarah say that you don't apply this, you can't apply Shemei Kaina, because Kol Shemei Ena Roy LeBila, Bila Me'akev is by. There's a tshuva in the Shagasar, you hear in Ma'i Yoridei, it's on page 10. On page Hey Amid Beis, on the bottom of the page, I have a Yad Avram. So he says in big letters, Ayin Shagasar Yasim Evov. Shagasar Yasim Evov doesn't agree with this Hagos Ashri. He likes to take a stand on questions in Rishonim, so he says, Hagos Ashri and the Arzur are wrong. He says the Ran in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, quotes Machlekes HaRishonim about that. Let's say I'm in the middle of Shmone Esrei, and the Chazan is already up to Kedushin. So the Rishonim say, Rashi quotes from the Halachas Gedolos, Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Halachas Gedolos, I should pay attention to the Kedusha, and I'll be Yotze with Shemei Koine. If the Chazan says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, so you can say Shemei Koine. So the Ran has an objection. They run in on the Rif in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says the din of Shemei Koine. The Gemara formulates the din of Shemei Koine. That the Chazan in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have Sidurim, so the Chazan would recite the Hallel, and the Balabatim and the Shul would just listen, and everybody would be Yotzei Hallel with Shemei Koine. So the Gemara points out a lot of details in Hilchos Shemei Koine based on the practice of how they said the Hallel. So that's the original source of Shemei Koine is in Sukkah Lamed Ches. So the Ran over there quotes a machlokes HaRishonim. Maybe you can't say Shemei Koine if I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or some Rishonim had the practice, I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei on Monday or Thursday morning, and they're already laying in Kriyas HaTorah. So does it make sense I should pause, and I should pay attention, and I should listen, and you say Shemei Koine? So a lot of Rishonim say, like the Halachas Gedolos, yes, you say Shemei Koine even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Ran quotes those who disagree, says, no, how can you say Shemei Koine in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? You cannot be Oine, you cannot say. When you say Shemei Koine, if he's Roy Labila, but if he's ain't Roy Labila, then it's worse. So the Shagasari quotes this. I don't think he quotes it from the Ran in Sukkah, the Shagasari Simevov. If I'm not mistaken, he quotes it from a different region. Anybody remember? No. He quotes it from one of the other Rishonim. Forgot. One of the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef always quotes. We never look in that Rishon. Forgot already who it is. One of the outside, not Rashi and Tyson, not Rash Bori Twepsa, another Rishon. He quotes from a Rishon. Anyway, the Ran has it over there. Svara not to say Shemei Koine. So the Shagasari disagrees. He says, if there would have been a din, he says, what's the whole logic of Rab Zera? Kol Sheinu Roy Labila Bila Me'akevus. So he says, because lachatchila there's a mitzvah minam uvchad, the mitzvah b'shlei muso is to bring a mincha b'lola b'shemen, not only to do matn shemen, to pour in the shemen, but to stir. He's supposed to do b'lila. If he didn't do b'lila, so you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shlei muso, it's kosher b'dievet. If you didn't do b'lila because it's physically impossible to do b'lila because you did samach aleph esrein b'kli echad, then it's very much shalom b'shlei muso. It's so much shalom b'shlei muso, even if you would have wanted to, you couldn't have done it. So if it's very much a lo bishlam musa, then you're just not yotze. Let's say I did the chalitza. So I didn't do the kriya sapsukim. So b'diavad yotze the mitzvah shelo bishlam musa. I didn't do the rikika. So b'diavad yotze. Let's say he didn't do the chalitza. What do you mean? Ikachos mena sefer. It's too much a lo bishlam musa. Too much a lo bishlam musa, so you're not yotze. So that's what the Shagazari says. The whole din of Rab Zera is, since the mitzvah b'shlei musa requires you should do mincha b'lula b'shem, and you should do b'lila. So if you didn't do b'lila, so b'diavad it's good. But if you didn't do b'lila, because you couldn't even do b'lila, if you would try, so that's too much halo b'shlei musa. But he says Shemei HaKoyin is not only b'diavad. What l'chatchila? Every person should say his own kiddush. No, Shemei HaKoyin is good l'chatchila. So why should you say that you only apply Shemei HaKoyin if it's roy lamir? If it's not roy lamir or not, why should you need roy lamir? That's his argument. He holds that this whole logic from the Rishonim is not correct. The Rishonim hold it different. They obviously assume a different shot than in Rab Zera's din. Kol Sheinu Roy Labila Me'akevus, but there's a Rashbam above a Basra. And Daf Pei Aleph, where the Rashbam gives a whole different explanation why. Kol Sheinu Roy Labila Me'akevus, but Rashbam says, if you bring a mincha min ha-kitnius, so that doesn't exist. You can't bring a mincha from kitnius. You have to bring a mincha min ha-chitim. You have to bring what the Torah prescribes. You can't just decide whatever you don't please. You're going to bring a mincha min hakitnius. So the Rashbam says you're going to bring a mincha Samach Aleph is joining B'Kli Echod that you simply can't do B'lila. That's like a Moshel about Davidem, and that's like a Mincha Min HaKitnius. That's not what the Torah is describing. That's it's not what the Torah prescribes. So they say like that, so it doesn't necessarily have to, it's not the logic of the Shagas Aryeh that it's too much Shalom B'Shalem Musa. If you do a mitzvah Shalom B'Shalem Musa B'Diyevet, a lot of times you Yotze, but if it's too much Shalom B'Shalem Musa, then even B'Diyevet you're not Yotze. That's how the Shagas Aryeh is pushing. And the Rashbam and a group of other Rishonim have a different shot, that if it's Ein Roi Labila, it's no good, because that's not what the Halacha is describing in such a case. Halacha is only talking about, the Halacha only says, Shemei HaKoine, if the fellow is a Yochel Anos, if he's any Yochel Anos, the Torah never said Shemei HaKoine. That's how this Arzaru and the Hagos Ashri. Okay. So we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like the Hagos Ashri and the Arzaru. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch, says like the Shagas Aryeh, that you say Shemei HaKoine even if it's not Roi Labila. Right, that's clear. The bracha is not Me'akev, so it says in Sivab and Sivzayin, this is only Lechatchila. Medaber Ve'enu Shemei Shemei Ve'enu Medaber Lechatchila shouldn't Shech, because his bracha will be incomplete. If he won't say a bracha at all, the bracha will be incomplete. But the Eved, Shchitos HaKshera, so the Shach says in Chav Tes, why? Ain't a bracha Me'akevus? The bracha is not Me'akev. And Vilna Gaon gives you the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas says like that, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, and the bracha is only the Rabbanon. That's the Bir Agro Lamed Aleph. He quotes the Gemara Brochas. The Brochas is not Miyakev. Brochas is only the Rabbanon, and the Hafrashas Trum is the Raisis. They can't say the Brochas is Miyakev. Yeah. That's also, it says that in Simon Yutes, that the Brochas is not Miyakev. That's against Elder Adoni. That mysterious figure from the Middle Ages, he came and he came with the Sefer. So it says there, if you Shecht and you didn't say a Brochas, it's a Pigul. What's called Loshem Pigul? Pigul is by Karbonis. He's talking about Shechitas Chum. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Rishonim say it doesn't make any sense. Here it says in Simon Yutes, Im Shochet V'Labirach Kshera, that the bracha is not Miyakev against Elder Adoni, against what he quotes in the name of Yeshua Binun. There the Bir Agro quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Perksheni the brachas Dap Tezvav Amid Aleph, La B'Bracha Talia Milsa. That's the Gemara that he's quoting here in Lamed Aleph. In Lamed Aleph. That the bracha is not miyake, but lachatchila it's not proper to shecht in a situation where you won't be able to have the bracha recited bishlei musa. So here the Shulchan Aruch has already paskin. In Aruch Haim it says if a person is in the middle of davening shmoneh esrei and the chazan is up to kedusha, so we follow the halachas gedolos. You pay attention and you'll be yotze with shemei koina. Rashi and Tosis quote that halachas gedolos. That's the minhag ha'olam. That's the minhag ha'olam. You follow the Bahagim. You don't say, since you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're unable to talk, you can't say Shemei HaKoine. The same over here. We don't follow this Arzaruah and this Hagos Ashri. He usually quotes from the Arzaruah. Hagos Ashri is not an independent thinker. He's always quoting things. So he quotes over here the Arzaruah and the Hagos Ashri. The Bir Agro, the Likut, the Lamed Gimel quotes the Arzaruah, the Hagos Ashri. It's the same source. That he holds that you can't say Shemei HaKoine here because not Roi L'Dibur. So that's far we have not accepted. The only dion that you have over here, the Taz, this is a famous Taz. Even people who don't study the Taz, but Sifkot and Yud Zayin, that's a famous Taz. Taz in the Shach Lamed Beis. So the question is, what do you mean? I'm going to Shecht, and I am Shomea Beinu Medaber. I'm mute, but I can hear. So I'm going to Shecht, but Lachatchil, you have to say a bracha. So someone else will say the bracha for me. It means that someone else is Shechting, or that someone else is not Shechting. He's shechting a baim, he's saying the bracha for himself, and I'll be yotze with Shemei HaKoine. Or no, he's saying a bracha for me. I'm shechting, he's not shechting. He's going to say a bracha for me. That's called yotze moitzi. When the person says a bracha for himself, and I want to be yotze along with him, that's called Shemei HaKoine. He says kiddush himself, and I want to be yotze along with him, that's called Shemei HaKoine. So Shemei HaKoine, you apply, that's fine. Imachem mevarach. What if the other fellow is not shechting? He's only going to say the bracha on my behalf. Is that legitimate also? So when you get married, that's what everybody does. The rabbi in the Masada Kedushin says the bracha for the chassan. The chassan does not say the bracha. The rabbi is married already. Or the rabbi is divorced already, whatever. The rabbi is he's not getting married today. He's not getting married now. Either he's married or he's not married, whatever it is. So what is the rabbi saying the bracha? So the Rambam in the Shuvas, quoted in Eben Ezra, says that the rabbi... The Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah that the Bichas Erisin is the Bichas HaMitzvah, and really the bracha should be recited by the Chassan. But we don't want to embarrass. Sometimes the Chassan will know how to pronounce Hebrew with Nakuda, sometimes not. So Kadesh Lolavash is Mishani Adeya. Under the chuppah, we're going to humiliate him. He may fumble, he may make a mistake, so we don't want to embarrass anyone. So we have everybody, none of the Chassanim say the bracha themselves. The rabbi, the Masada Kedushin, says the bracha on their behalf. Sometimes the rabbi makes a mistake. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew. Okay, so that's the rabbi's problem. When they teach him for smicha, they should make sure that he knows how to read with dots. He should know how to read Hebrew. Okay. But we don't want to humiliate the chassan under the chuppah. So the Rambam is of the opinion that the rabbi reciting the bracha under the chuppah is based on Yotza Moitzi. Yotza Moitzi. We mentioned this here, I think we were talking about it, that the Shulti Gibarim in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah talks about this. The Gemara says, I can blow shofar in the old age home or in the hospital, even though I already was Yotze in Shul, I can blow shofar for the other people, based on Yotza Moitzi. If when the Baltikeh blows shofar in Shul, everybody's Yotze, that's based on Shemei Kaina. Baltikeh is blowing for himself and he's blowing for everybody. So they're all Yotze along with him, that's Shemei Kaina. It's considered as if they also blew the shofar. But when the Baltikeh already was Yotze Kir shofar and he blows in the hospital, he blows in the old age home, to be Moitzi the other people, so he was already Yotze. But that's based on Yotza Moitzi. So the Gemara says there that in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yotza Moitzi only applies to Birchas HaMitzvah, doesn't apply to Birchas HaNenim. Because everyone is Mukhiyev to hear Shofar. So if the people in the old age home don't know how to blow Shofar, so I'm Mukhiyev to help them. So there you apply Yotza Moitzi. That's how Rashi and all the Rishayim say. Why is there a rule that Yotza Moitzi? Because Kol Yisrael Arayim Zabezeh makes it that I'm still called Mechuyi B'dover. As long as there's still one Jew left in the world who wasn't Yotza Tkir Shofar yet, so I'm still Mechuyi to blow Shofar because it may help someone else. I'll be Yotza along, they'll be Yotza along with me. I'm still Mechuyi to blow Shofar because someone will be able to be Yotza along with my second Tkir Shofar. But by eating food, you don't say Kol Yisrael Arayim Zabezeh, I'm not Mechuyi to help you. What if you want to eat? You're not Mechuyi to eat. You want to eat, so learn how to say a bracha. So Birchas HaNenin, you don't apply Yotza Moitzi. Only a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Shulti Gibarim writes a Chiddush, an original Chiddush, usually the Shulti Gibarim on the side of the Rif. Usually he quotes from the Riaz, or he quotes from the Rosh. And here he writes an original Chiddush. He's entitled to his opinion. So he says that Yotza Moitzi would only apply, I can blow Shofar for the others. I can say Kiddush, even though I was ready Yotza Kiddush, I can say Kiddush a second time to be Moitzi the other people. What if he's making a bris or a pidyon aben? So he says he thinks that Yotza Moitzi doesn't apply. I can't say the bracha for the moil. I can't say the bracha for the avi aben by the pidyon aben. I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah. By tkir, shofar, and kiddush, we all share one common mechayev. Every Shabbos we're all mechuyev in kiddush. So even though I was Yotze kiddush already, but since there's one Jew left in the world who didn't hear kiddush yet, so I'm still mechuyev to say kiddush a second time because that'll help him be Yotze. He'll be Yotze with Shemei Kohenim. Yotza Moitzi boils down to Shemei Kohenah. I have to say, I'm mechuyev to say Kiddush a second time and a hundredth time and a thousandth time if another Jew will be able to be Yotza with my Kiddush. I'm mechuyev to say again. But that's only because we all share the common mechayev together. We're all mechuyev to hear Kiddush. We're all mechuyev to say Kiddush. We're all mechuyev to blow shofar. But if he has a pidyon aben, he has a bris milah, what has it got to do with me? So he thinks that in such a case, he wouldn't say Yotza Moitzi.
By bris, aren't we all mechuyev? Father isn't now the kid.
If the father doesn't do the bris, everyone is all of the best mecholisam mechuyev to take care of his chiyev. But it's not It's not that we all share a chiyev together. The father has a chiyev. Father doesn't do so. Under the circumstance, the father doesn't know, then the others are mechuyev to do. But if the father's around, he's interested in doing it, so we don't have any chiyev. Father has the chiyuv. I don't know if that's a kasha. So the pashtus is that this Chuvus HaRamam is against that Shulti Gibor. The Ramam holds that the Birchas Erisin under the chuppah is the Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Chosan is getting married, the Masada Kedushin is not getting married. And nonetheless, the Masada Kedushin says the Brocha on behalf of the Chosan and is based on Yotza Moitzi. It's based on Yotza Moitzi. The rabbi he's not getting married today. He's married a long time ago. And he can still say the bracha. He doesn't share a common mechayev with the chassan as far as getting married now. So as far as saying the bracha is concerned, it shows that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shulti Gibarim. It could be that we don't pass like the Rambam. Could be we paskan like Tosfos that the Taz over here quotes in this if Katan Yud Zayin has an important Taz. So he quotes the Tosfos in Psochem Dav Zayin. The Tosfos says that the Birchas Seiris and is not at all a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas Shevach Vohidor. Because what kind of a Birchas HaMitzvah? You don't say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu L'Kadesh Esar Isha. Say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu Al Ha'arayus V'asalanus Arus V'itolanus Ha'asuas Lanu. It's a long story. So that's what Tosfos, that's what the Tosfos quotes, and he quotes the Tur. He says the Beis Yosef Simen Reis Hamachay quotes Rabbi Natam that the Birchas L'Hachnis Bishus Shal Avraham Avinu, the Birchas Harrison under the Chup Nicha Birchas Harrison is really a Birchas Shevach Vahidoy. He claims that it's not a Birchas Hamitz. So it could be that we really hold like this Shulki Gibarim, and the reason why we have the Rabbi, the Masadi Kedushim, recite the Bracha under the Chup is not. It's not like the Rambam said. The Rambam holds that the Birchas Harrison is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Rambam holds Beferish that you say Yotza Moitza even by Birchas HaMitzvah where we don't share a common Mechayiv. It could be that we recite the Birchas Harrison on behalf of the Chosin because it's not the Chosin's Chiyuv. It's the someone in the Tzibu should recite that Bracha.
Why wouldn't you just
right, that's, so that's what the Taz and the Shach are talking over here, right? Does it? Would it make sense that the other fellow should say the bracha for me if he's not shechting at all? So true, whenever you shecht, you say a bracha, but there is no mitzvah to go shecht. You're not mechayiv to shecht the behemah. Is there a mitzvah bichlal? That's why we had a discussion that the Rambam and the Minyan on mitzvahs writes that there's a, when one is interested in eating meat, it's a mitzvah to shecht, and the Rabbi is masig on the Rambam. That's not a mitzvah. Maybe it means that it's an Iser Esay. I can't believe, the Rabbi can't believe that it's a mitzvah saseh. So the Kes Mishnah defends the Rambam and says, no, it's a conditional mitzvah. If you live in a house, if you live in a house that has a roof that you can use, then you mechayiv to put a makkah. If your wife had a baby boy first, you mechayiv to do pinyan ben. It's a mitzvah sarushus, means it's a mitzvah ala tanai. If your first baby is not a boy, so you don't have a mitzvah to do a pinyan ben. So here, the Kes Mishnah claims that Rambam is right. It is a mitzvah. If you're interested in eating flesh, then it's a mitzvah to shech. And others learned the Rambam not like the Kes Mishnah. Others understood the Rambam. He didn't mean that it's a mitzvah. He meant also like the Ravid. It's an Iser Esay. Well, it means the Parsha of Shechita. That's a question. So is it really a mitzvah in the sense that you should say Yotza Moitzi? Even if you all that it is a mitzvah, but it's only a conditional mitzvah. It's, even if you all like the Kes Mishnah. If you're interested in eating meat, then there's a mitzvah to shecht. And it could even be that even under those circumstances, not a mitzvah to shecht. So that's why there's room to argue the point and say, like the Shach says, the Davar Pashut, the other person cannot say the bracha for me unless he's shechting his own behemah. Then he can say the bracha for the shameh v'ena medaber. Then I'll be yotze with shameh koinen. But he can't say the bracha for me based on yotze moitze. By getting married, he can, because I'm a chuyif to get married. I have to wait till I get the right girl. But once you have the right girl, then there's a mitzvah to get married. So then you say, the Rambam writes in the tshuva, Yotza Moitzi. The Masada Kedushin can recite the bracha on behalf of the chosin. Why should we choose? Let the chosin say on his own. So the Rambam says, like by Bikurim, Kadesh Shalom Lebayesh, and Smisheni Yodea. You don't want to embarrass those who don't know how to say the bracha.
Even a married bracha can say
it. Even married, yeah. No, the fact that he did it, he doesn't share the chiyuv together with the chassan now. The chassan is getting married now. I mean, because we all share that, because all Jewish men share the mitzvah together. Could also be. Could be the Ramahals, we all share the mitzvah together. That could be. So here the Taz and Sifkot and Yud Zayin wants to ascertain, let's say, Shechita. The top line in the Taz on page 10, in my edition. So the Taz writes that even if you read the Rambam that there is a mitzvah to shech, if you're interested in eating, ein chiyuv l'shechita, emeinu rotza lechol. There's only a mitzvah, if you hold there is a mitzvah to shech, there's only a mitzvah to shech if you're interested in eating meat. If you're not interested in eating meat, you wouldn't have the mitzvah to shech. So he thinks, you can't say yotza moitzi. Yotza moitzi is based on kol v'sol ha-reiv m'zeh. The other person is absolutely mechuyev. But if the other one is not absolutely mechuyev to do this mitzvah, then you don't say yotza moitzi. That's what he says. So he raises the question, what about hafrashas trumas and maisras? Hafrashas trumas and maisras, you say a bracha. Hanafrashas Truma, Hanafrashas Maisa, Ebracha. Is it a mitzvah to be mafresh Trumas and Maises? If you're interested in eating the Tevel, then there's a mitzvah to be mafresh Trumas and Maises. If you're not interested in eating the Tevel, there's no mitzvah. They say no. A farmer who has tvua of Tevel that grew on his farm is b'chiv to be mafresh Trumas and Maises, even if he's not interested in eating. What's this story? So the Taz writes in passing, he's juggling a lot of different ideas, so the Taz writes a double poshet in passing, that it's a mitzvah to be avod b'hafroshas truma havi ikir abroch al mitzvah hafrosha lo alis rachilas tov shari mitzvah hafrosha chiyav alov afil emeinu rotzalechem en atfu adayin. Even is not interested in eating. That's what the Taz write. It's a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas amaisis even if you're not interested in eating the tevel. So Rabbi Kiveger over here gives you a cross reference to the Magen Avraham Siman Ches, that the Siman Ches is the Siman of putting on tzitzis in the morning, Siman Ches and Aruch Chaim. That it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you put on the tzitzis, you should recite a brocha, Shehusano Lisata B'tzitzis, or a mitzvah tzitzis, whatever, brocha. And the brocha should always be recited in a standing position. Should always recite a brocha in a standing position. So the Magen, from the Goyinim have a whole Gzeira Shava, they're the ones that came up, you should count Sefiras Omer in a standing position, Bakoma, Bakoma. And that Kiyah Shofar should be in a standing position, a whole list of mitzvahs that you should fulfill in a standing position, and the Brichas HaMitzvah should be recited by Midah. Fine. So the Magen Avraham asks, what's going on over here? But when people eat food, they don't stand to say, Amoitzi Lech Meraz, they sit. So he says, Brichas HaNenen is different. We're only talking Brichas HaMitzvah. Fine. Then the Magen Avraham asks, but the Mishnah has a case, Nidu Yeshebis V'kotza Chalosa Aruma. A woman is permitted, Anisha Nida is permitted to be mafresh challah and say the bracha in a sitting position. She's aruma, she has no clothes on, so because she's sitting, her erva is all covered up, so she's permitted to recite the bracha. If a man is sitting, has no clothes on, so his erva is exposed. But if a woman is sitting and she's sitting in on the ground and the back of her body is the back of her behind is covered up, so then the erva is covered up. And the rest of our body is an erva for a man. The rest of the eva, her erva, is erva for a man or for a woman. And the other parts of the body that are ma'ura taiva, that's only erva for the opposite sex. If a woman sees another woman whose erva is covered up, but the other parts of her body are uncovered, so for a man that's called erva, for a woman it's not called erva. So the woman herself is nidi yoshebis v'kotza chalo asarum. So the Magen Avraham asked the kasha, but she says the bracha nafrash eschalo, she's going to say the bracha, and she's yoshebis. So what happened? The Goyim say you have to say all the Bichas HaMitzvah in a standing position. So the Magen Avraham says, well, I just wrote that Bichas HaNenen we always say in a sitting position because it's not healthy to eat in a standing position. The Gemara says in Gittin, beginning of Perek Mishoch Sekurdaikis, that to eat and drink in a standing position is not healthy. You should always eat and drink in a sitting position. And then you shouldn't run away right after you finish eating. You should sit for a while after you finish eating. It's not healthy to eat and drink while you're running around. So just like Birchas HaNenen should be recited in a sitting position, so the Bracha Nafrosh Eschala, the Magen Avraham says there's only a mitzvah to be Mafresh Chala if you're interested in eating the bread or the cake or the cookies. If you're not interested in eating it, not interested in feeding it to anybody else, then there's no mitzvah to be Mafresh Chala. So it's in a certain sense like Birchas HaNenen. So the Magen Avraham says just like Birchas HaNenen, everybody says B'yeshiva. So that's why the Mishnah says that's not a problem. Neither Shevis v'kotza chalos aruma, the brocha and chala can be recited in a sitting position. So what would, that's the Rebbe Kiveger here, on this Taz. The Rebbe Kiveger has, in my edition, it's on page 10, and the second Rebbe Kiveger from the top. So he says, the Taz says, shari mitzvos hafrosha, even if you're not interested in eating the tevel, even if the farmer's not interested. Rebbe Kiveger says, lo matzasi zeh, I never found anywhere that it says like that. The Bibshuta Huraki Shirotza Lochla Asad Shiafrish, Magen Avraham Reish Simin Ches Kosev Kenlin Yechala Vachanami B'Truma. It's probably the same thing. Truma and Chala is probably the same. It's only a mitzvah to be mafresh when you're interested in eating it. If you're not interested in eating it, there's no mitzvah. So some of the Talmidim of the Groa claim in the name of the Vilna Gaon that there is a chilek, that Chala is a mitzvah to be mafresh based on the Haftar. I think of Parshas Emor. I think they say based on that Haftar. I don't know exactly how it says it in the Haftarah, but that's how they claim in the name of the Groth, that Hafrosh is Chala is a mitzvah, and Hafrosh is Trumas Maasis is only a matir. when one is interested in eating it, then he has to have the matir of hafrashas truma. Hasheni ken chalam. The Marsham has a sefer that's called Das Torah on Yeridei. Marsham was a fantastic baki. He lived 100 years ago. It was the Rav in Berjan, that's in Galicia. So in his Das Torah, he always shakes out Mar Mekaymus all over Shas on every topic. So on this Taz, if gotten Yud Zayin, he runs through all of Shas, all the Mar Mekaymus, whether there's a, is there a mitzvah to be marfish, Tumas and Mises, when you're not interested in eating the tevel? Is it only a matir, or is it really a mitzvah? We spoke a little bit about it, that Taisus in the end of Nida, where was it? Samach Vavamabes, I think, Taisus in the end of Nida postulates a klal that it doesn't make sense to have a lachatchila derais and a matir. It only makes sense to have a lachatchila derais and a mitzvah. And Taisus in Gittin, the Flamen, has a machlekes with Rashi about Shalom and Amukov. The din is that you're not permitted to be mafresh, trumas, and maisvis. Shalom and Amukov means I have tevel at home, and I have tevel over here, and I want to eat up all the tevel that I have, so I don't want to set aside. Part is truma, part is my serishin, part is my sheni. I want to be kurashem. The tevel that I have at home, that should, the truma and the my serishin should all be there, and I want to eat over here. But they're not in the same room. The truma and the maaser is going to be over there, and what the chul and hamsukonim is going to be over here. So lachatchili, you're not allowed to be mafresh shalom and amukav. Mukav means when they're near each other, and b'diavad it's good, it's chal. B'diavad it's chal, even though shalom and amukav. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis whether that din lachatchila mukav is a deraisa derabbanan. The Rashi there in Gittin Daf Lamed writes that it's only a lachatchila derabbanan, and Taisus holds that it's a lachatchila deraisa. So Rashi perhaps thought, how can it possibly be a lachatchila deraisa? The Hafrashas Truma is only a matir. It's impossible to have a lachatchila deraisa and a matir. Like we had the Rashi on the first daf in the second perik in Chulin. The Gemara had a lachatchila yishushech shnei simanim ba'ofen, lachatchila yishushech kol ha-simen, not just to rely on roiv ha-simen. So that was a machlekes. The Levariah pointed out that was a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi there in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin writes that lachatchila is only the rabbanon. Rashi probably can't conceive that it could possibly be a lachatchila deraisa. Shechita is only a matir. And Tosfos in the end of the first parak on Daf Chav understood that the Gemara is talking about a lachatchila deraisa. Obviously Tosfos thinks that shechita is a mitzvah. So here also machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Is it possible to imagine a lachatchila deraisa? And Afrosha's truma. So Taisa says, yes, mukaf is a lachatchila deraisa. Barim cham is chelba mimenu. The word mimenu means bin amukaf. It's a din deraisa. And it's not miyake b'diyevet. The mitzvah b'shleimus is to be mafrish bin amukaf. And if you're mafrish shalom bin amukaf, you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa shalom b'shleimus. So obviously Taisa thinks that Afrosha's truma is a mitzvah. And Rashi perhaps thinks Afrosha's truma is only a matter. So it doesn't make sense to have a lachatchila deraisa. Anyway, this is a famous taz. This Taz he talks about, is it possible that someone else should say the Birchas HaShechita for me if the other guy's not shechting? So the Shach writes a Dovah Poshet, no. And Machem Mevarach means Davka Shach HaShechit Gamke. The other guy's not, there's nothing to discuss. So the Taz discusses, well, maybe it's like a Birchas Shevach Vahidah. Maybe it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, because there is no Mitzvah to Shecht. Yesterday we were talking about the Maaseh with the Kliva Get. I didn't say the end of the story. And the story with Kliva Get is that they remarried and they lived happily ever after. That was the punchline. The end of the story. They had a whole machlekes whether the get was good, the get was not good, and they kept on saying, has to run away, he's running away, he has to run to England, he has to save his life, they're out to get him. He ran to England, and then whatever it was, whatever he had bug in his head, straightened out, then he came back to his loving wife. They remarried, they lived happily ever after. That was the end of the story. But it made a whole world of controversy. All the rabbanim were up in arms about whether the get was good or the get was no good. That should be the shaila. So they should have had the machlekes all over again. Yeah, should have had the machlekes all over again. Recently, someone published a whole paper trying to analyze what exactly was wrong with him. Based on the way it's described in the Svarim. And then he writes the end of the story. He quotes the end of the story was that they remarried. After he went to England, he came back, they remarried. Yeah, here in Sif Hay, the Mechaber says, Mechaber quotes the Gemara that we had on Daf, I think it was Yud Beis on the base. The Gemara says that Chereshot to be caught and it's only good by the Evan. Lachatchila, they should not shech. So Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph on the opening Mishnah, yes, that's what it says in the Mishnah. It says The Loshon and the Mishnah is only b'di'evit. So what does the Gemara discover in America that it's only good b'di'evit? You shouldn't do it. L'chatchila said the Rabbeinu Tam says no. You shouldn't give to a chereshet v'kot and tshech even l'chila l'klavim. So the Mechaber quotes that chidush of the Rabbeinu Tam. That's in the middle or towards the end of Sifei. You're not allowed to. Why? So the Shach writes in Chavah, you may make a mistake. People will think that we gave it to him to Shech. They'll think that it's a good Shechita. Yeah, here we had in the Shach Sirkot Nechav Zayin, he quotes the Levush, had this wild fantasy at Eintval that the Chereshet V'Katan is a La Bar Shechita. So the Shach says it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says Acherem Amdum Al Gabov Acherem Roy Moise Shechita Sekshe. You can't say he's a La Bar Zvicha. You have to say he is a Bar Zvicha for some reason or another, either because also Achila B'Yadayim is a Din D'Raisa, even by a Shechit V'Katan, or maybe because of Mekabel Tuma, whatever the Hasbara is. So there, Rav Shlomo Eger is mitzayin on the side. What if the fellow is a mumer lahachis on shechita? Ain't a makbid at all. A mumer lahachis. So we had a teisvis that said on Gimel and Beis that a nochri sheshochat is no good. So teisvis had the machlokes, but the Ram teisvis because he's a labras vicha. So teisvis throws in. We didn't ask him. It wasn't necessary. Teisvis throws in that a mumer lahachis is also a labras vicha. So the Achrayim on the Daf, the Netziv, and before him others also, I think that the Tiferes Yankov, same time, Netziv and Tiferes Yankov, they both point out that Rashi is beferish not so. Rashi says a mumah lahachis is no good, the shechita is no good because he can't trust him. But if it would be Achrayim on the Magabav, it would be good. You don't say a mumah lahachis is considered a labar zvicha. So that's what Epshalem Eger refers you to over here. When the Shach writes in Sivkot Nechazayin, Achereshayt Vikot Narabar zvicha. Akum is a labar zvich. So he writes, and what about a mumah lahachis? He writes, take a look in Siman Beis, where it's a discussion in the poskim. Do we poskim like that teisvis or not? Gerne Shulchan Aruch has Siman Ches, Siv Ches is about the shikir. Okay, shikir, shigil, shikrusa, shalot, is dina kishayta, that's a gemara in Erevin. And if he's lohigil shikrusa shalot is a bardas, and he has nemanis ala shchita, lachatchidi shouldn't allow a shikha to shecht, shemi over the deidrosa. Because even if a fellow is not higil shikrusa shalot, they recommend you shouldn't drive a car. You shouldn't use any instrument that you have to use judgment on, because your judgment is not 100% there. So when you shecht, you have to use a lot of judgment, because you have to fiddle back and forth at the same time yet you're pressing down. If you press down too much, then it's called drossa. If you press down, yeah. If you're not going to press down at all, you're not going to shech the chicken or the behemoth. You have to press down, but you have to make sure that you're fiddling back and forth sufficiently. So we're afraid that since you need a lot of judgment over here, the shikr, even slightly shikr, the Rambam says, shem yavod de drossa. He may make a mistake in judgment, and he may do drossa without realizing. Unless you have a cherem on the magaba. Okay, if other people are watching, then for sure it's not a problem. What's the story with the Summa? Savada Summa leyishchot lachatchila, he may shecht the whole thing wrong. If he doesn't see what he's doing, Avada lachatchila shouldn't shecht. Rabbi Kivega throws in a new story. If an akum is a la bar zvicha, so maybe there were some rishonim who paskin that a Summa like Rabbi Yudah. In Bava Kamma on Daf Peches, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yudah that a Summa should be aish, is potem of the shalim boishas. So the Gemara has three versions of what the Tana Rabbi Yudah said. That's in Perek HaChayvah. The one version is V'chein hoy Rabbi Yudah Poitra mi Malkus and mi Misa and mi Golus and mi Boishas. Anything that's an Oynish you don't have to pay. Then the next price it quotes Rabbi Yudah saying not only Pata from Malkus, Misa, Golus, which are Onshim, and not only Pata from Boishas, which is an Oynish, he's Pata from all Dinim Amunis. You're not have to pay any chiyuv imam. And then the third brisa is the famous brisa. Chena Rabbi Yudah Potra Mikol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Rabbi Yudah holds that a summa is potra Mikol HaMitzvahs. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kriyashma quotes some Rishonim who paskin, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim here. Rabbi Kivegan Siftes. Siftes is Suma, page 10. Rabbi Kivegan Siftes, he says, Hinim davar zeh lamatzinu shum choylek. No one disagrees that a Suma b'diyabed is good, but he raises an issue. The Shitas Rabbi Niruchim, the Choshish, maybe the Allah is like Rabbi Yudah, the third version of Rabbi Yudah. In Baba Kama Daf Peches, the Suma patim mikol ha-mitzvahs. So why don't you say that a Suma is a la bar zvicha? If you all like Tosfos, that you have to be a bar zvicha, maybe a Suma is a la bar zvicha. They came up with a chiddush, famous chiddush, tzich avlayim, but how does Rabbi Yudah, Suma patim mikol ha-mitzvahs? We should distinguish between a mitzvah sesei and a mitzvah loises. Maybe the Suma is only potter for mitzvah sesei, but it's not allowed to be machal shabbos. It's not allowed to do an aveira. Like you have when you get to oinen, mishemesa muta lefanov, is potter from mitzvah sesei. That's midirabbanim. The whole din of oinen is only midirabbanim. Here we're talking about Torah. That's what he wants to say. This is a big machlokes whether that's so. Other achrayim disagree. They hold that according to Rabbi Yudah, Suma is potter even for mitzvah loises. They just have a debate, they have a dispute with the Summa, even be part of the seven mitzvahs ben yinoi chaychid. Or they say, no. The basic seven mitzvahs, that even the Summa is chayv. Summa is part of the mikol ha-mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, the additional mitzvahs, that the seven mitzvahs ben yinoi chaychid should be mechuyevin. So that's a further machlech. This is a famous Rabbi Kivegan. Rabbi Kivegan wants to distinguish between mitzvah sesei and mitzvah loises. Okay, we'll have to stop. Tomorrow we have to start from Sifur Aleph, Itila Kol Cheirim. Why is it the b'diyeved no good? Then Sifyut Beis, if these are famous dinim. Until the end of the sin, they've got to lose them in Beis. Okay. Anybody live in Pesach? Okay.